Hello, and welcome to When They Popped. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Mary.
And live from Cancun, it's When They Popped!
Kelsey perpetually always has more energy than me, and she still does tonight, clearly.
Well, we just left the pit, and I haven't left my big pit energy behind. We just saw DNA, which we'll get to in a minute. We have a quick agenda. Because we're journalists and we're reporting live from the field.
We're here so you guys can watch from the comfort of your home.
We're waiting in the sun for 5.5 hours. So you don't have to.
Oh my God.
Okay. So Mary, let's talk about, it's now day two. Let's rewind to 24 hours ago. I can't believe we've been here for only 24 hours, basically. 36 hours, if you will. So let's go back to yesterday. I want to hear first impressions of Backstreet's Back at the Beach. How, we were both so anxious. Like, we could not sleep the night before. It was like Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, when you walked in and you saw, like, the welcome signs and the merch everywhere, like, what were you thinking?
I was excited. I mean, I think still my underlying anxiety was, like, what the shows were going to be like and how... what our access would be to the show. That's the crux of my anxiety. But like, I was just more excited seeing all that stuff. What did you think?
I was really excited too. And same. Like, I didn't, so I don't know why I thought this. I thought the entire resort was going to be rented out just for Backstreet Boys fans, which is not the case. No. There's like normal people here on vacation, like with their kids.
Yeah.
And then they see all these like Backstreet Boys fans wearing white for the welcome party. And they're like, oh, are you guys here for a wedding?
They're like, are you like, a bride?
Well, you are a bride.
Well, yes, but so what was your initial thought then? You were just kind of like, this is what it wasn't what you expected, it sounds like.
No, it was, the scale is, it's much more organized than I was anticipating, actually, in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, the merch, everyone is in such a good mood too. Like, people have been really friendly for the most part, except for some hairy moments in the pit last night.
Oh my
gosh. Welcome party.
Scary. So
let's fast forward to the welcome party.
Yeah.
So this was the first time we got to see the boys. There was a strict dress code. Everyone had to wear all white. It was very, I want it that way coded. Mm. And it was at this venue that was, it's a tiny, tiny stage. I was like, how are all five of them going to fit on here? And there's like, it's not very elevated. Like, there's not like a barrier between the crowd. So the access is really, it's there. It's there. So the welcome party, they came out. They said a couple words. Kevin led the pack, of course.
Papa Kev.
And then our minds were blown by Tributo or Backstreet Boys Tributo. Tributo Backstreet Boys. We're going to tag them.
So yes.
You guys can follow them. If you guys aren't following us on Instagram, we posted an amazing video of them singing a cappella in the lobby today. Everyone is obsessed with it. Like, they are being followed by girls here on the resort.
So basically, like, the premise was they were kind of the opener to kick off the weekend, and they are a Backstreet Boys tribute band from Chile. Kevin discovered them when they were playing at Viña del Mar in 2019, and he heard them singing, I think, Anywhere For You in Spanish outside the whole his hotel window, and was like, holy shit. And I understand why he reacted that way, because this is not your ordinary tribute band. I don't think any of us had expectations for this group. We were just like, yeah, we're at this party. It'll be fun, like, to hear Backstreet Boys songs. Like, the Howie one is doing Howie winks. Like, the Brian one is like in the Brian position, like holding a baby, you know, when Brian pretends to hold a baby in one of the, I keep forgetting.
The slapstick little jokes.
Yeah.
There's all of the members in Tributo Backstreet Boys look and act and sound exactly like each member of the Backstreet Boys. I was not expecting that. Like, the
flooring
looks like Nick and sounds like Nick.
The nasal. He has the nasal, like, I'm here, you know.
Same hair also when they were side by side. Nick Carter is taller, but same hair, same frosted tips. And the Kevin was like Millennium Kevin, like with the shorter
spiky. Kevin.
That's my favorite Kevin too. Well, my favorite Kevin is all the Kevin.
Yes, but you know what I mean.
And Kevin for Kevin. So all of our minds were blown. We had the best time. We were kind of stayed towards the back and we're just like vibing. Everyone was in such a good mood. It was really really special. And I think that got us all super excited. And then it sort of just turned into pandemonium where the boys took the stage and they were like pouring shots for people. And they were kind of coming and going and just like kind of singing their own thing with a DJ set. So it was very casual, but very fun. And you could just tell everyone was like, let's do this.
So Kevin did make a comment. Kevin did make a comment tonight at DNA about how they want to do this more often. They like doing this. And I'm looking at Kelsey like, another Cancun year, like, pray for me. But he also said that they would give, the attendees would be able to provide their commentary and critique of what things could have been done better or how to improve it.
You know who loves commentary and critique?
Us.
Us.
And I just would say my one commentary critique of this is like, it's just, you could tell the boys are really excited. They really want to do this for the fans. Like they're giving it their all. But these like, I just like feel like the setup is weird for like those, like the after parties. It's like them on a stage and us just like reaching up, like trying to get a selfie or like it's like a concert that's an after party. And there's like everyone shoving to get close to the stage. Because I don't know. I just feel like that could be better, but like how do you do it better without like letting us storm the boy, you know? I just
the best,
yeah. I literally, yes. So I don't know, that's something I'm brainstorming for them, but we'll see.
Because I think the only solution to that is just no access, which also sucks, so we'll figure it out. And it was the first day,
yeah,
the first time doing something like not on a cruise, so there's bound to be some growing
pains. Yes,
but either way, for the most part, we've been like trading friendship bracelets and people, mm-hmm, have brought stickers. People have been so creative.
Yeah.
Someone had a pool float and they like put all their faces on them, like,
oh,
the boys'
cool
faces. It's just so fun to see everyone's creativity. Some people have rooms that overlook the venue where, mm-hmm, the concerts happen, and they decorate it and they have like cute little Backstreet's Back All Right banners. It's so exciting to be in a room and you know that you're not the one crazy Backstreet,
right,
Boys fan. Like everyone is in it together. Everyone has the same energy where they're just excited to be there. And it feels very special to me.
Yeah. That's why we're all here, I think. It's like our safe place. But so that was the first night.
Oh my God, I forgot to mention during the Tributo Backstreet Boys. So the AJ, the faux AJ, Faye J, we'll call him. He gave, the boys came out to perform with them for a little bit because these guys, again, they know the choreography like down to each step.
Literally.
So the boys joined them and they all did, what was it, the one?
Wasn't I Want It That Way?
Or was I Want It That Way? Mm-hmm. And they were performing step by step. And then AJ kind of took Faye J's microphone and like kind of forgot that it was the Tributo Backstreet Boys night, not Backstreet Boys night. And
yeah,
you could see him like catch himself and be like, oh wait, this is not about me.
And all the boys said how like it was so surreal, like it's like just watching these like basically clones of them like do their riffs, their choreo, their movements. It was insane. And on AJ's point, AJ is definitely bringing like an energy, like a great energy to this event. You can just tell he seems like he's in a like a good place and happy and excited and but it's noticeable. Like, I think we're definitely noticing.
Vibe shift, for sure.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
But
he wants to be on that stage. So let's zoom over to day two.
Today.
Because today we got our first single, like, Backstreet Boys event. So each boy has, man.
Well, they're a boy.
Each of the boys have planned an individual event, and AJ's was karaoke. And listen, to be selected for this, everyone got a raffle ticket. And it was my impression that when we got here that we could, you know, use our 6 raffle tickets however we wanted to. Like, I was going to put all of mine in karaoke with AJ because I had my songs picked out. Like, I was ready. I was doing, like, vocal exercises leading up to this. I told literally everyone that I wanted,
yep,
to karaoke with AJ. Expectations were not managed. They were not low. And I was not picked.
So, but you still get to attend. It was at the same stage that they had the welcome party. And this is kind of where Kelsey and our friend Dory went off and attended the karaoke event. And then myself and Michelle, we went to the line and started. We lined up for the DNA starting at about 2:30 because, I mean, go pit or go home. What is it? What is the phrase?
front row or don't go.
But yeah, I mean, I was close, you guys, but I was
be in the pit or that's not it.
Oh, I like that one too. So, and so Kelsey, you did get to, while you weren't able to participate, a criminal decision.
Illegal, honestly.
You know, you got to go to the AJ event. How was it?
It was so fun. The energy, again, it was like through the roof. He selected 12 people, I think, who got to come on. And I really like that not everyone was a singer. Mm-hmm. And the last person, or the second to last person that he had on stage was this guy who had like all these tattoos. He was a big guy. He comes out and he goes, I am a heterosexual 42-year-old man and I love Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
And the crowd went wild. AJ took off his shirt. So
of
there's
these
men in their mid-40s just prancing on the stage. They sang, oh my God. But ready or not, it doesn't gonna
Living in a prayer.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Brain dead. Brain dead. Everyone went fucking wild and it was so much fun. And AJ goes, that's my new best friend. That's my
That's cute.
It's very sweet. It was hot as It has been like 88 degrees, which for my little Boston bones is a lot.
Yeah. I mean, even for a Floridian who spends most of her time inside, it was a lot.
Who spends most of her time
inside. I do.
Mary's an indoor cat.
I'm literally missing my pug so much. But so then you went to AJ. He was giving all the vibes, all the energy. From what I heard, he literally has been giving it his all, like almost to the point of passing out.
This man does not want to not be on stage at any moment and can't stop talking into a microphone, which don't ever stop.
Yeah, don't
keep going.
Stop. And so our girls came and joined us in the line. We were in the line for DNA. The doors opened at 6:30. We were there at 2. There were people ahead of us. The line couldn't even be formed till 3. So that's the commitment we're getting from some fans. Some fans, I totally get, they're like, we want to enjoy the day. We don't want to wait in line for 6 hours. I'm like, that is so fair. Like, go have fun, get drunk, do your thing, whatever. We kind of came with a plan and a commitment and a desire to be up in the grill. And so we got in, we got, I'd say, what I'd call second row of the pit. And when the lights went low and we got the DNA intro, I mean, Kelsey and I haven't seen DNA for 2 years, maybe. Again, that show gets a lot of shit because they've just done it for so, like, I think people are tired of it.
Not engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and she's been married for like 3 years now. And so, but it's just such a good encapsulation of the hits. Yeah. It's like their Eras Tour. And they even trimmed it down. They cut down some of the like DNA songs that maybe not everybody knows. They cut down a song Undone, which I've been praying to God that they've cut out for years now. So that's one that I'm happy about. But let's talk about kind of what you thought about DNA. And, you know, I think a lot of people were kind of poo-pooing DNA because the 30 for 30 is a special show. But I think this is a really special show. What did you think?
Their energy. The choreo. The light behind everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to be. I just like slapped myself across the face.
I know.
I don't know how to put it into words. The enthusiasm that I feel like they have. And obviously they haven't performed this show in a while. So maybe stepping away for a little bit.
Yeah.
And also this is probably the last time that they'll ever perform.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's right. We'll put it past them.
To whip out DNA for a fun time.
Send it. 5-year anniversary of DNA.
It's probably, you don't have to create a whole new show. It's kind of like just let's just whip out DNA again.
I get it, but this was different. It felt different. Even when we saw it in Palm Beach, like they've been doing it every night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at the time. I didn't feel that way at the time.
No.
But having like a side by side comparison, this show was really special.
No one was dead behind their eyes. Everybody was like making eye contact, engaging with fans. I felt like, laughing, like joking with one another. I found it was very interesting. I don't know if Kelsey's going to be mad at me for talking about this or not.
I know what you're going
to say. Well, this is news.
Right, breaking.
They started to incorporate Howie. Howie has such a beautiful voice that I don't think gets to be used enough. And we wondered if they would do this. What we noticed that they started to incorporate Howie for a lot of what would be typical Brian parts. And because Brian has
vocal tension dysphonia.
Yes. And isn't it kind of like the yips? Like my friend who, like, you can't throw to first base and it's like all in your mind.
Oh, yeah. So it is, yeah, it's mental, but it manifests itself physically.
Yes.
So like he can't open his vocal cords. And if you guys have seen Choma Chomedov, you know.
Yeah. If you know, you know. But he still kept a lot of his parts and sung a lot of them very well. I think it was just some of the very difficult notes they kind of transitioned over to Howie a little bit. On.
Nailed. Can I be there where you
yeah,
are?
I was thrilled.
Yeah.
I know. No, I was thrilled that he did well. Yeah, you're as a, you know, as a original Brian girl, how does that
it makes my heart.
He seemed good though, and he seemed to be doing better than before. Wasn't what we talked about, like, if they're going to redo some of the old songs, like for 30 for 30, you would like to see a new arrangement.
It's going to break my heart, though. Yeah, well, it's like, I don't want to hear someone struggle through a song, right? It sounds like it's, like, kind of painful at times, and, like, no one wants to hear someone who's, sounds like they're in pain, obviously. Yeah. Like, yeah. Your health first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's sad, but he did sound really good at some parts,
yes.
But there was other parts where I was like, oh, no, Brian, I feel so bad for you. But... You're right. He kept the energy up.
You can't like, you know, it obviously bothers him, I'm sure, but he does not let on that it does. You know, he doesn't. And
no. And it did take away from the show.
No, but you and I both, I don't know if everybody noticed that or realized that was happening, but that was quite a moment. What are your expectations for, obviously we have Jason Derulo tomorrow, which
Jason,
we're not going to go as ham for. We're not going to line up 6 hours early for him. We're going to show up on time and leave a little early and just, you know, have fun, dance in the back, kind of recharge our batteries for Sunday, which, you know, is 30 for 30, which is the never before seen concert with all the hits that we have. We all allegedly voted for.
We'll be keeping you guys posted. But tomorrow is, we get two individual events. We get Guac and Chats with Howie, which they're only picking 6 people. That's right. 6. Singular. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. That's it. Of the 4,000 people who are here, my commentary and critique is we got to find a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to find a better way to make more people able to participate in these events. However, I still think it's going to be entertaining and fun to watch. And then Kevin is doing a sunset DJ set, which I am thrilled for. I made so much homemade Kevin merch. I can't
wait. We're
going to
turn up for that one.
We'll turn up for that one. I'm really excited for those events. And I think Jason Derulo is going to be fun. Yeah. And we can, like you mentioned, relax. Check out the venue. They built out this whole cool. It feels like Coachella in there. They have like all these food vendors. They have this fun little disco ball bar and like a giant sandcastle and fun little photo moments. I think they really put a lot of effort into this and it shows. It feels like a little community for just for Backstreet Boys fans within this huge resort.
But so what I was saying is like, what is your expectation? So knowing what you know, seeing what you've seen, what do you think 30 for 30 is going to be like? Is it going to be all a cappella? Are they going to do choreo? Are we going to get the songs that we wanted? Are we going to get songs from DNA? What do you think?
Well, if we do, it's our own fault.
Well, it's not our fault. It's certainly not our fault.
Our fault, but it's the fans doing. So I just want everyone to have a good time tomorrow. I am hoping that there's some choreo, especially for if you want it to be good, girl, get yourself a bad boy. AJ did tease a little bit during his karaoke set that we may hear that song later this weekend. So I just want to mosh to that song, honestly. Like, that should be the finale.
I feel like like, how do you move on after that's over? Like, because like, how do you
cry for days?
Yeah, how do you like accept that's over? Yeah,
that's the peak of our
so fandom. Nervous.
They had to do choreo though. They looked so good tonight dancing. Everyone was on their mark. Brian messed up the hat dance a little.
Did he? I missed it.
He dropped his hat.
He did.
Like, he recovered so well. He like flipped it up with his foot. Like, he's such a pro.
They're amazing. They never cease to impress us, amaze us.
And that's the stuff that people remember anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh, wow, everything went perfectly. And obviously we all know the choreo by now. So those are the things that make every show special and more memorable.
So stand by. We will hopefully be back tomorrow for another
Jason
and Kevin and Howie and any other people we may run into.
Oh, it's Singled Out is tomorrow. Did anyone here watch Singled Out?
No, I was too young.
We were too young, but apparently it was like a big dating show where like hundreds of people could feasibly participate. And like, if you answer a question the same way as the person who's like looking to find a date, then it just keeps reducing the pool of people until someone ends up with like a potential date.
Are we going to that?
We'll see. We'll see. Once again, neither of us got picked to participate.
I think we know one person that was picked. There is a dance class.
You guys, there's going to be a flash mob, which is like my dream come true.
And my worst nightmare.
Mary knows all the choreo. She doesn't need a dance class.
But I need a refresher. I was trying. Oh my God.
She needs to load up her Darren's dance grooves in her laptop. Darren, if you're listening.
Darren! Come tutor me.
Tutor after hours.
He didn't do Backstreet Boys. Oh. That was the... I need it. But I did learn the Larger Than Life choreo that they did at the end from the music. I would rewind my music bit, like the VHS. And
I saw you doing it during Tributo.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you did it perfectly.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, I'm sure.
You did. I was like, go Mare. Yes,
I know my Larger Than Life choreo. It's very intricate. But, so yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Sorry, this is a little rambly, uncut, unedited emergency episode, but we're in Cancun and it's an emergency. And now we're going to go to bed.
So good night.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks for listening. And make sure you're following us at When They Popped Pod for all the live updates.
Bye.